Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madin channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azzawajal, today's episode and program we are going to discuss the miraculous accounts and the marvelous accounts of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Yes, marvels of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhul kareem. And before that, let's first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once a beggar approached the disbelievers and asked for something, the disbelievers sent the beggar to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an just for fun, who was sitting nearby. The beggar approached Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and begged him for something. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who recited salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times, and then he blew on the beggar's palm, then advising the beggar to close his fist and open it in front of the disbelievers. He radiallahu an sent him back to them. The disbelievers were laughing, expecting that nothing to happen by just blowing onto the palm. When the beggar opened his fist before them, there was a dinar in his palm. Having seen this great miracle, several disbelievers, they embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear brothers, once a dark-skinned Abyssinian slave who had great esteem for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he committed the crime of theft and people took him to the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The slave who confessed that he had committed the theft, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an cut off his hand, implementing the law of Sharia. When the slave was on his way home, he came across Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu an, and he also came across Ibn al-Kawwa radiallahu ta'ala. He inquired, "Who has cut off your hand?" The slave said, "Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he has severed my hand." He said in amazement, "He has cut your hand and you are still taking his name with such an honor?" The slave replied that, "Why shouldn't I admire him? He cut off my hand lawfully and saved me from the torment of the hellfire." Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, who listened to what they had said and related the same thing to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who summoned the slave and placed his severed hand back to the joint of the wrist, covering it with a handkerchief. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who started reciting something. In the meantime, a voice was heard from the unseen, "Remove the cloth." When people removed the cloth, the severed hand of the slave was found reattached with the wrist, leaving no scars behind. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, how miraculous is the beautiful personality of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Subhanallah. He had reattached the severed hand of his slave by virtue of a special blessing bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely, Allah azza wa jal delegates wonderful powers to his distinguished servants by virtue of which wonderful happenings take place that are inexplicable and beyond the comprehension of human beings. Sometimes, having been the victim of satanic whispers, some naive people start analyzing the miracles through their limited understanding and common sense and their short-sightedness, and this is how they go astray. Remember that a karama, a miracle, is such a supernatural manifestation which the human intellect cannot comprehend, meaning which cannot be executed by physical means. On page 58 of Bahar-e-Shariat, the book published by Dawat Islami. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned that Irhas is the manifestation of such a thing by a prophet before the declaration of his prophethood. And if it is manifested by the declaration of prophethood, then it is called mu'jiza. If a similar wonder is manifested by a wali, a saint, then it is called karama. And it would be called ma'una if it is exhibited by a true believer. If such a supernatural manifestation is exhibited by some disbeliever or a transgressor, then it is known as istidraj. Brothers, once there was such a heavy flood in the river Euphrates that inundated all the agricultural fields, the people turned up to the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he stood up at once and got dressed in a beautiful clothing. And that clothing was the robe of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also put on the sacred turban and the holy shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then mounted his horse. Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma and others also accompanied him. On the bank of Euphrates, he offered 2 rakat nafil salah and headed towards the bridge of Al-Firat. After reaching the bridge, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem pointed his staff towards the river that lowered the water level by a yard. He again pointed the staff towards the river, which further was lowered by a yard. The third time he pointed and the water lowered more, up to 3 yards, and the flood had subsided. Subhanallah. The people requested, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is enough, please stop. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As we say, La fata illa Ali, la saifa illa Zulfiqar. Dear brothers, we have a wonderful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Huzur aisa koi تجلیات سے بھر اپنا کا سائے جان تجلیات سے بھر لوں میں اپنا کا سائے جان کبھی جو کی گلی میں قیام ہو جائے کبھی جو حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو جائے اور حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل حضور آپ جو چاہے تو کچھ نہیں مشکل سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند گام ہو جائے سمٹ کے پاس لائے چند اور مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے قبر میں کہہ دیں سبی حمد حت خیر الانام ہو جائے سبی حمد
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to your viewers. Subhanallah. We were discussing the miraculous wonders of Sayyidina Ali كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم. There is another beautiful miracle that he had displayed going on the way to Maqam Siffin, the battalion of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who came across a land where there was no sign of water and the troops were exhausted due to intense thirst. A monk of a nearby church informed them that they could find water 14 kilometers away from there. Some of the companions sought permission to go there for quenching their thirst, and listening to them, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who mounted his mule and pointed to a place, and he ordered the ground to be dug. They started digging until a heavy rock appeared. All efforts to take the rock out were in vain. Seeing the efforts, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala dismounted the mule, and the blessed fingers gripped a crack in the rock, and all of a sudden he pulled the heavy rock out. Pure and crystal clear stream of water gushed forth from beneath the rock. Thus, the whole battalion quenched their thirst from it. The troops also let their animals drink and filled their containers. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who put that rock back into its place. The monk of the church witnessed the miracle and said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, "Are you a prophet?" The response of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was in negation, "No." The monk said, "Are you an angel?" He radiallahu an said, "Of course not." He then asked, "Then who are you?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who replied, "I am one of the companions of the final prophet Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also advised me of something important." Having heard this much, the monk recited the kalima and embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked him, "Why have you taken such a long time in embracing Islam?" The monk said, "It's also been written in our religious books that there is a hidden stream near the church which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet, and hence I and many other monks before me stayed at this church waiting for this occurrence. Today my dream has come true." Subhanallah. "I came to witness the event when you uncovered the mystery of this hidden stream. I therefore wholeheartedly embrace Islam." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who cried so much that his beard was drenched in tears. He then said, "Alhamdulillah, I have been mentioned even in their books." The monk became one of the companions and warriors of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who and died as a martyr while fighting against the Syrians. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who himself, he buried him and prayed for his forgiveness. The brothers, once Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was present in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Kaaba, with both his sons Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, noticing a person supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who ordered to bring the person to him. One side of his body was afflicted with paralysis, and therefore he removed and he moved crawling and came to him. He radiallahu an inquired what had happened to him. The person said that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I was bold in committing sins, and my father, who was a righteous and pious Muslim, would repeatedly prevent me from committing sins. Once my anger boiled over upon his advising me, and I hit him hard. Having been hit, my father then sorrowfully went to the Kaaba and made dua against me. He supplicated against me. All of a sudden, I was under his curse, and one side of my body was afflicted with paralysis, and I had to move crawling onto the ground. This divine punishment taught me a very important lesson, and I asked my father's forgiveness tearfully. Being helpless with fatherly love, he had pity on me and forgave me. He then said to me, my son, come with me. I will pray for your health exactly at the same place where I had cursed you. So, we were on the way to Makkah, riding a she-camel. All of a sudden, it got scared and ran amok, during which it stumbled and my father fell down between two solid rocks, and then he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now, I have come alone to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. I keep on praying tearfully to Allah Azza wa Jal for my health. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who listened to his sorrowful story and said sympathetically, if your father was really pleased with you, have patience. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, everything will be okay. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who offered a few rakat of salah, praying for his healing, and then said, Qum, stand up. Upon listening to his command, the person stood up comfortably and began to walk unaided. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great miracle. And there was once a person by the name of Abu Ja'far from Kufa, who was fair to everyone in his dealings. In particular, he would accept the lowest price paid by anyone from amongst the Aulad and the progeny of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or he would record the amount as a debt to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Unfortunately, he turned to be insolvent with the passage of time. Once he was sitting by the door of his house, Imban, who was going past, he taunted, has your big debtor, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, settled your debt yet or not? He was greatly shocked by the taunt hurled at him. When he slept at night, he was blessed with the vision of the great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu were also with him. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his grandsons about their father. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied from behind, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am present here. Labbaik. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, why do you not fulfill his right? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have already brought the money with me. Hand it over to him, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu handed over a woolen punch of a bag that was full of money, and he gave it to that person. He said, this is your due. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the person, receive it and do not refuse anyone from his progeny who comes and asks you for a loan. From now onwards, you will never suffer poverty, destitution, and deprivation. When the man woke up, he found the very pouch in his hand. He called his wife and said, tell me if I am asleep or awake. And she replied, you are fully awake. He became overexcited and related the whole story to his wife. When he checked the list of debtors, he found that there was not a single penny of debt mentioned in the name of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, meaning all debts recorded in the list were paid off. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Lion of Allah, was born in Makkah Mukarramah. His mother, Sayyida Fatima binti Asad radiallahu anha, named him after his father's name, Haydar. Whereas his father named him Ali. The Holy Prophet ﷺ granted him the title of Asadullah, apart from these titles. Murtadha, the chosen one, Karrar, the one striking back repeatedly, Sher-e-Khuda, the Lion of Allah, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha are his famous titles with which he is known. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a paternal cousin of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kunya of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abul Hasan and Abu Turab. He is the son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncle, Abu Talib. After 30 years of Ahamul Fil, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 30, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born inside the Holy Kaaba on a Friday. And the date was the 13th of Rajab. The name of his mother is Sayyida Fatima binti Asad radiallahu anha. He was only 10 years old when he came into the folds of Islam. He was raised in the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He remained active in supporting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and promoting the religion of Islam throughout his life. He has a very great reputation because of being from amongst the Muhajirun al-Awwalun and the Ashra Mubashara, and he possessed many other remarkable attributes. He took part with exceptional bravery in the battles of Badr, Uhud, and Khandaq, and a great many renowned and brave warriors of disbelievers were hurled into hell through valiant strikes of his unique sword, which was famously known as Zulfiqar. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and Muhajirun pledged the bayah of submission and pledge of allegiance to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and elected him as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander and the leader of the believers, who held the office of Khilafah for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. On the 17th or 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a Khariji's violent assassination attempt, which proved fatal. And on the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a martyr. When the tribe of Quraysh suffered from famine, the most dignified Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu with him so as to reduce the burden of the necessities of children on Abu Talib. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reared by the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Opening his eyes, he saw the splendid beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heard him only, and learned his habits as well. Therefore, as Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came of age, he had a strong faith in Allah azza wa jal and in his oneness. His faith was never polluted with the worshipping of idols. Therefore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title of Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu. At the age of 10, he embraced Islam. The most beloved daughter of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, was married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. From these two sons, Imam Hassan is the elder son, and his kunya is Abul Hassan. The kunya of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Abul Hassan, after his eldest son. And the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him the kunya and the appellation of Abu Turab. This kunya was dearer to him than even his real name, subhanallah, because it was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sahl bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that one day Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, then came to the masjid and he was lying there. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home and asked Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha about the whereabouts of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. She replied that he was in the masjid. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the masjid and found the back of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu covered with dust due to a receding of the sheet. The great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started removing the dust from his back and said twice, "Qum Aba Turab, Qum Aba Turab, wake up, O Abu Turab." Subhanallah. At the time of riding the horse, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would start reciting the glorious Quran, putting the first foot into one of the stirrups of the horse and would complete the recitation of the entire Quran before putting the second foot into the other stirrup. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, those who give their money in charity in night and day, secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear nor sorrow. With regards to this verse of the Holy Quran, Sadrullah Fadil, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he has explained in Tafsir Khazin that according to one of the verdicts, this verse was revealed in favor of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Once he possessed only 4 silver coins, dirhams, and nothing else for donating in charity. He donated all 4 coins in charity, 1 coin at night, 1 during the day, and secretly he donated 1 coin, and the other coin, the 4th coin, he donated it openly. Subhanallah. How dignified are the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you've already learned that they preferred to donate their money with sincerity rather than accumulating it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 4 dirhams, 4 gold or silver coins, which he donated in the path of Allah in such a way that one was given during the day, 1 during the night, 1 secretly and 1 openly. As one does not know which dirham will be more acceptable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and will bring the endless wealth of never-ending blessings and the bliss from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, even if we intend to give something in charity, the intention of gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lacks within us. There is no sincerity and no desire for seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal illa mashallah. All we want is to just show off that how much money we have given in charity. We never get satisfied until our charity becomes known to others. If it's given at a masjid, we want the Imam Sahib to mention our name loud and clear in the dua so that people would get to know about our contribution and our amount that we have given in the charity. If a Muslim is supported, the supporter has a desire that somehow or the other his name should be mentioned. The songs of his generosity should be sung by people. If we oblige someone, we want him to be staying as our servant or slave and praise us. The Holy Quran has instructed us not to talk with pride about favors that we do to others, and that we should only ask Allah Azza wa Jal for its reward, as Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 262, those who spend their money in the path of Allah, then after spending, neither boast of favors conferred nor hurt. Their reward is with their Lord. Sadrullah Fadil, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he has explained that remembering a favor means to mention it to others and to remind them what we have done for them and making them sad. And hurting them implies that we make them feel embarrassed by saying that you were helpless, hopeless, and a poor person of no use. We stood by you, oh, we gave you so much of assistance. Or to pressurize them in some way is also prohibited. If only for the sake of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us with the passion of sincerity when giving charity. Ameen bijahi nabiyyin ameen. Mera har amal bas tere waaste ho. Kar ikhlas aisa ata ya ilahi. Dear brothers, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, I swear by Allah, I know every verse of the Quran that when and where it was revealed. Verily, My Rabb Azza wa Jal has bestowed a heart upon me to comprehend and a tongue to question. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali also said that I could load 70 camels with the tafsir of Surah Fatiha if I would. It means that its tafsir can take enough registers to be loaded onto 70 camels. There are two beautiful sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith he says, "Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha," that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. In the second hadith he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Ana darul hikmati wa aliyun babuha," that I am the house of wisdom and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its door. Subhanallah. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem reported that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking to me, he said, "You are the example of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, against whom the Jews had grudges. They even slandered his mother, and when the Christians loved him, they elevated him to such a higher status which he didn't deserve." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who further said that two kinds of people will be devastated on account of me. The ones crossing the limits in intense devotion, intense love to me, will add those characteristics to me that I don't possess. And the ones bearing grudges against me will provoke them to slander me. Now, with reference to this hadith, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khana'imi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the kernel of faith. However, it is terrible to cross the limit in love, but having a grudge against Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is really haram, absolutely forbidden, and sometimes it is even kufr and disbelief. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem is such a scholarly person of great eminence who possesses both the knowledge of the unseen and the unseen, meaning he possesses the knowledge of the apparent and the knowledge of hidden things. Subhanallah. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala holds three distinctions, and even if one of them were awarded to me, it would be more beloved to me than red camels. The companions then asked about these three distinctions that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu possesses. He said that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam married his daughter Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to him. That's number one. Number second is that his residency was adjacent to that of the most beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam inside the Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, and whatever was permissible for him inside the Masjid was his exclusivity. And thirdly, the flag of Islam was given to him in the Battle of Khaybar. Allahu Akbar. How majestic is the eminence of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, that he was held in high esteem by Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But it does not at all means that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu suppressed Sayyidina Umar in ranking of eminence. It is mentioned by Sadr al-Sharia, Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the order with respect to the superiority and ranking according to the doctrine of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether superior or inferior, and there is no one inferior among them, are destined for paradise. After the prophets and messengers, Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum are superior in that order to all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is jinn, humans, or angels. Whoever considers Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem as superior to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq or Sayyidina Farooq radiyallahu anhuma is a deviant having corrupt beliefs. The superiority of rank after the four righteous khalif of Islam is for the remaining members of the Ashara Mubashara, followed by Imam Hassan Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, then the participants of Badr, and then the Ashab of Bayatul Ridwan. And all these are absolutely Jannati, guaranteed to enter paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Superior here means that being more respectable and honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The same also stands for bearing abundant rewards. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he is also from amongst the Ashra Mubashara. The Ashara Mubashara refer to the 10 companions who were especially rewarded with the glad tidings of paradise by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Sa'id bin Zayd, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are jannati. Subhanallah. Woh daso jinko jannat ka mujda mila us mubarak jamaat bilakum salam. The great scholars of Islam, especially Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that ana madinatul ilmi wa Abu Bakrin asasuha wa Umaru hitanuha wa Uthmanu saqafuha wa Aliyun babuha. I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr is its foundation. Umar is its walls. And Uthman is its roof. And Ali is its door. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he has said that after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar are better than all. He added that la yajtami'u hubbi wa bughdu Abi Bakr wa Umar fi qalbi mu'minin. That love for me and hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar cannot gather in the heart of any true believer. The people who have this idea that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first Qalandar. Qalandar is known as an ascetic person who's always lost in the ecstasy of divine love. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu being the first and the foremost in eminence out of the four rightly guided khalifs, they are very much mistaken. To correct them, a faith refreshing parable, inshallah, we are going to listen now, and we should also count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embrace the truth. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Muhammad Abdullah Muhtadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrated that alhamdulillah, I was privileged to perform Hajj. In the Haram of Kaaba, I was informed about a person who would not drink water. I was very surprised. I went to see him and asked the reason. He said that I am from Hila, which is a city in central Iraq. I once dreamt of a horrific scene and found myself exhausted due to intense thirst. Somehow, I managed to get to the Hawd-e Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I found Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum present there. All of these respected luminaries were distributing water to the people. I moved towards Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu because I held him in high esteem, and would consider him superior to the rest of the three caliphs of Islam. And to my surprise, he turned away from me. I was very thirsty, so I went to the rest of the other three caliphs one by one, and each one of them ignored me. And they turned their blessed faces away from me. In the meantime, I came across the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I came near him and complained that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who turned his face away from me and did not make me drink the water. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "How can they give you water? You bear grudges against my companions." Having heard this, I felt absolutely sure that I held a wrong belief. Out of remorse, I repented sincerely before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me a bowl of water which I drank, and then I woke up. And then alhamdulillah, I don't feel thirsty ever since I had that bowl of water from the blessed hands of the most merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After this dream, I advised my family to repent. Those who repented and adopted the doctrine of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I have maintained my relations with them and broke my relationships with the rest. Subhanallah. It is concluded from this parable that the criteria of being a true believer is that he bears this heartfelt reverence for all the companions and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person has respect for some of the companions and has hatred for some, then he is seriously mistaken. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow upon us the undying devotion and reverence for all the honorable companions and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. In the same state of deep love and devotion, may Allah Azza wa Jal also bestow us with martyrdom under the green dome, the Gumbad-e-Khazra, beholding the beautiful countenance of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Burial in Jannatul Baqi', in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his four companions in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahi nabiyyin ameen. Dear brothers, this mention on page 74 of the book Sawanhe Karbala, written by Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, where he has quoted a hadith that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "Beholding Aliyul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem is ibadah." Subhanallah. One of the luminous spiritual aspects of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's grandeur is that he was able to communicate with the dead with the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is proven. Therefore, Sayyidina Imam Abdurrahman Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he has mentioned in Sharh al-Sudur that Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib, he said that once we passed the graveyard with Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu invoked, "Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon you, O people of the graves, and may Allah's mercy be upon you." Then he said, "O people of the grave, will you give your news or should we give ours?" Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "We heard the words of wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh from the grave." And somebody was saying, "O Amir al-Mu'minin, give us the news about what happened after our death." Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem said, "Listen, your assets have been divided. Your wives have remarried. Your children became orphans. And your enemies have settled in the houses which you had made so strong. Now, tell us what happened with you." Listening to that, a reply came from the grave that, "O Amir al-Mu'minin, our shrouds have been shredded, our hair withered away, our skin has been torn into pieces, our eyes drained onto our cheeks, pus is oozing from our nostrils, and we received the same for whatever we had sent forward, meaning the deeds that we performed, and we have incurred loss in whatever we left behind. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Look at the miracle of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He could communicate with those who had passed on by virtue of this parable. We have received a glimpse of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and whose high rank and magnificence and his great listening power, and how he conversed with the deceased and asked them regarding their condition in Barzakh. He also listened to their reply and informed them about the worldly affairs. Beyond doubt, it is one of his great miracles. In addition to this, there are madani pearls of nasiha in this parable. The one who doesn't reform his deeds and beliefs in worldly life, and instead he continues to enjoy and fulfill his sensual desires whilst remaining careless about the hereafter, his grave will turn into the house of adversity for him. The worldly ambitions and carnal desires will not help him at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding and tawfiq. Ameen bijahil nabiyyin ameen. Dear brothers, we have a beautiful nasiha which we are going to listen to now. And thereafter we shall be back and continue with the conclusion of our today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Dear Islamic brothers, laziness with the prayer is a sign of hypocrisy. When the hypocrites stood with the believers in prayer, they stood lazily because their hearts were deprived of faith. Therefore, they could not attain the pleasure of worship. The noble Quran states about hypocrites, and when they stand for the prayer, they do so most unwillingly. It is written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan regarding this verse, not praying or praying publicly while abandoning it privately, or praying with devotion in public while rushing in private, or being distracted by thoughts without trying to stay focused. These are all examples of laziness. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to understand the importance of the prayer, here are three warnings of those who abandon the prayer. Number one, the one who abandons the prayer will meet Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty displeased with him. Second, the one who neglects the prayer has diminished his family and wealth. Third, whoever deliberately abandons the prayer is no longer in the protection of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the one who abandons the prayer is no longer within the protection of Allah Almighty. Through the blessings of the prayer, one is protected from the calamities of this world, a faithless death, and failing tests of the grave. On the day of judgment, by the grace of Allah Almighty, he will be protected from calamities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah. We were talking about the miraculous parables of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and his marvels, subhanallah. And we have also listened to this nasiha after the nasiha that we extracted from the parable of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better our worldly life and the life of our hereafter for the sake and for the wasila, with the wasila of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Ameen bijahil nabiyyil ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love and devotion to all the awliya, all the sahaba and the ahli bayt radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahil nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic parables, Islamic parables, timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.